the big broadcast of 1937.
Hi-ho the radio, radio, radio. Hi-ho the radio. The radio to you, wherever you may go, you hear a radio.
In a car, at a bar.
Makes no difference where you are, there's one beside your bed. In every big hotel, and soon they'll have a radio in every prison cell. With radios and taxi cabs, the driver's life is sweeter, because it makes the passenger forget to read the meter. They're building model houses now with one in every room. A woman shot her husband to the tune of Love and Bloom. I hold the radio, it's time to take a pill.
Your best friend wouldn't tell you.
No, but some announcer will.
Yeah.
I hold the radio, they play a lovely waltz to get you in the mood.
To buy a certain dose of salt.
They give you testimonials from poets and palookas, with mandolins and violins and trumpets and bazookas. Melody and ballyhoo, music, music from the blue. All it means is no to you. R-A-D-I-O.
The big broadcast of 1937 is on its way. We present a radio preview of scenes from this new Paramount musical production, a star-studded extravaganza which brings to the screen such outstanding personalities of the entertainment world as Jack Benny, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Bob Burns of bazooka fame, Leopold Stokowski and his symphony orchestra, Martha Ray, Benny Goodman and his orchestra, the new singing sensation, Shirley Ross, Ray Milland, Frank Forrest, Benny Fields, famous Broadway entertainer, Louis DeFranc, Eleanor Whitney, Barry Adler, and scores of others. And here we go with a 15-minute preview of 2 hours of the grandest screen entertainment of the year. The big broadcast brings us now Frank Forrest singing La Bamba.
All the beats of the rumba, there's no escaping the charm of popping music and dropping rhythm that goes through your head and your arm. But oh, beware of the bamba, although it gives you a thrill, a certain something is in that tempo, something that weakens the will. La Bamba, 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 La Bamba.
What a combination this is. Jack Benny, George Burns and Gracie Allen, and Schlepperman in a scene from the big broadcast of 1937.
Well, you're late again. What kept you?
Sorry, but I was detained by a juggler.
So, with the condition of this country being so terrible all over, and even in the city, too, and with $1 million worth of contracts on your desk here, you stopped to play with that juggler.
Well, say, it really wasn't my fault. You know, I... Hey, what goes on here anyway? I'm the boss. This is my office. Get out of here. What are you doing here anyway?
Well, I came to collect $15 you owe me.
Oh, all right. Here you are. Get out. Hey, wait a minute. $15 for what?
For the joke.
What joke?
For the joke I'm going to tell you. Oh, it's a lot of palooka.
Look, Schlepp, I don't like your jokes, particularly the ones you haven't told me yet.
Please, Mr. Carson, if this ain't any better than the jokes that I told you before, you can have my permission to throw me right out of your office.
Thanks. You can have my guarantee that I'll do it.
Now, what is it that you lay in, sit down, and wash your teeth with?
A bed, a chair, and a toothbrush.
Of course, that's what you lay on, sit in, and brush your teeth with. That's very good. But try to figure this one out. What is it that hasn't got what you think it has, but if it has, how many has it got?
What is it that hasn't got what you think it has, but if it has, how many has it got?
Yes.
Gracie, you're crazy.
Yeah, oh, that's it. That's the answer. That's very good, George.
That's the answer? Gracie, you're crazy?
Yeah, well, it must be, because everybody I talk to says the same thing. Hello? Hello, what? No, guess who it is? What? Oh, long distance.
Look, there's a remote possibility that call might be for me.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Hello. Why, well, certainly.
What was it, Mrs. Platt?
Well, she said it's a long distance from Chicago. Well, everybody knows that.
Remember Martha Ray in Bing Crosby's latest picture, Rhythm on the Range? Well, here she is in one of her numbers from the big broadcast of
1937. Oh, come on, see, wrap his tail around the flag. Yeah, you came to my rescue. Mama, the papa, the mama. You came to my rescue. Oh, the bear, the fire, the fire. I saw you and I love you, and I can do it. He's something to me, won't you? Yeah, no, I did it. Put it on, put it on, wrap, 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 you found me a stranger, all alone, crossing the lawn. The man who had to save me, pray to the stars above. You came, yeah, man. You saw, oh boy. You can't hide. Oh, pray, pray, pray. Yes, pray, pray, pray. Now, what am I going to do? I'm stuck with you, yeah. You came to my rescue with love.
One of the outstanding specialties in the big broadcast of 1937 is the world-famous Leopold Stokowski. We hear him now conducting his symphony orchestra in an excerpt from Bach's Fugue in G minor. Parade of talent goes on. Lovely Shirley Ross singing I'm Talking Through My Heart.
At a party or a dinner, I occasionally flatter, tell a girl she's getting thinner when she's really getting fatter. But with you, dear, I'm talking through my heart. To a bride with whom I'm chummy, I may rave about her cooking and massage my aching tummy when her husband isn't looking. But with you, dear, I'm talking through my heart. You're right, I'm something lovely, something new. But although the one I sing is wrong, every word of it is so true. Darling, I could lose my sense of humor. I could even sing the blues a while. Still, you have a way to change a smile to a smile. There is only one idea that I really want to tell you, and I hope that you will be a little tender when I tell you that I love you. I want you to say you love me too. I'm talking through my heart.
Here's that philosophic fellow who put Van Buren, Arkansas, on the map. Bob Bazooka Burns.
Down where I come from, we won't marry a woman unless she can handle a skillet. The men folks in my family got a kind of a skillet test we put our women folks to. We don't figure she'll make a good wife unless she can throw a skillet up the chimney and run out in the yard and catch it in her apron before it hits the ground. I had one cousin down there, a girl cousin. That's my cousin Lobelia. She wanted to get married so bad, But she never could stand that skillet test. She tried it every spring, but the best she could ever do was get it on the first bounce. And she finally got discouraged and married a city man. I think the best demonstration I ever saw of that skillet test was the time my Uncle Uni's wife took it. That's my Aunt Boo. And my Uncle Uni had already proposed to her, and us men folks was there to see her take that skillet test. And she wound up, and she throwed that skillet up the chimney, but it was a windy day that day, and the wind kind of got it and took it right away. But she come tearing out of that house, and she got it before it hit the ground, but she had to jump four fences. Papa was standing there next to Uncle Uni, and when he saw her get the skillet, Papa nudged Uncle Uni, and he says, "Uni, I think you got something there."
The big broadcast now brings you one of Broadway's current favorites, Benny Field, singing Night in Manhattan.
Night in Manhattan. We'll dance the darkest dance away. Night in Manhattan. So there's that piper, but hey, tell the guy to set the bill. Make him wait. What a thrill Manhattan is. And
the hottest swing band on the air. Benny Goodman and his orchestra playing Bugle Call Rag. The big broadcast of 1937. Stars of the screen, stars of the radio, stars of Broadway's gayest nightclub. An array of talent seldom seen in one motion picture. Jack Benny, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Bob Bazooka Burns, Leopold Stokowski and his symphony orchestra, Martha Ray, Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Shirley Ross, Ray Milland, Frank Forrest, Benny Field, Louis DeProng, Eleanor Whitney, Larry Adler, and scores of others. In a music, comedy, and romance-filled inside story of radio. This radio preview of the big broadcast of 1937 was produced at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood. Gayne Whitman announcing.